Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
2 Corinthians 3 verses 5 and 6 says our competence comes from God. He has made us competent. King David was on a roll. He kept winning, battle after battle. He had that golden touch. But success can go to your head, and David wasn't exempt. He started wondering, just how strong are we? At that point, he conducted a census, and he discovered that he had 1,100,000 fighting men. That's in 1 Chronicles 21 and verse 5. Now, that could tempt any of us to think, with an army this size and a track record of success, who needs to pray for God's help or ask him for a plan? Well, that was the point at which God stepped in and judged David, and 70,000 Israelites died needlessly. So here's another aspect of leadership you need to be aware of. Your mistakes have the potential to hurt others. You're not just accountable to those who are over you, you're responsible for those under you. After all, if your good decisions have the ability to bless and guide people, your bad decisions have the potential to harm them. It's recorded in 1 Chronicles 21 that David said to God, "Wasn't it I who ordered the fighting men to be counted? I, the shepherd, have sinned and done wrong. Let your hand fall on me and my family. Do not let this plague remain on your people." God graciously answered David's prayer, and judgment was lifted from Israel. So you need God's guidance for your own sake, the sake of the people around you, and give you the grace to accept responsibility when you fail. Don't try to hide your failures, blame others, or run from God. Acknowledge them, grow through them, and go on to become wiser. That's Vision's Word for Today, Leadership Responsibility, Part 2.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.